We begin the current daf, Masechtas Nida daf Chaf. Begin 8 lines down at the top of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues to explain the halach of our previous Mishnah, which we were just speaking about the 5 types of color that are considered dam to have the tumma of Nida. We spoke about in the previous daf that of Adam, of red, which is Kedam HaMaka, like the blood of a wound, which are in many different interpretations. How would one discern what type of color red is that? And then the Mishnah continued Shachar. Black is kecheres, which is a type of a dye, a pigment that's actually used in the creation of gyoy, of dye. That color is a color, if one would see that emanating from a woman, would be considered tamer from dam nida. Now, Amar Rabbi Bar Avuna, he qualifies this. Cheres sha'amr, this that we spoke about, this pigment of cheres, is gyoy. In other words, we're not talking about the blackness of cheres, which is dissolved in water. Rather, we're talking about the blackness of this cheres, this pigment that's dissolved in ink. That's the type of black that we're talking about. Tanam Hach is similar in the Brayse. Shachar is kecheres. V'shachar shamer diyoy. This black is cheres, this pigment, and this that we said is that which is made with dye. Says Gemara, so v'lema diyoy, just say ink. Say that color of black is what we're talking about. Says Gemara, yam diyoy, had we said ink, havamina, I would have said, kipakhusa didyusa. It's like the weaker part of the dye, which is when you fill up a vessel, the well, the black part of the cheres actually goes to the bottom. On the top is a little bit clearer, it's not as black. So if you would say ink, you would think even the lighter part on the top would qualify. Kamash balon, ki cherusa, did you? So therefore we said, no, it has to be like the cheres part of the ink, that's what we mean when we say black, which would have the tuma of nida. Now, Ibai alluded the following question. Balecha, is it with moist ink, like we were explaining, that we said that the clearer part goes to the top, and it's the bottom part, which is the darker part, which we're talking about. Oh, it'd be a beshta, or actually, what we're talking about, that dry ink, which what they used to do is that they would put the cheres into the dye, and then they would cook it, and then they would let it dry, and we have this solid piece of ink, and then when they needed to, they would then make it wet again to use it. So how do we qualify the color when we look at this cheres, when it's moist or when it's dry? It says Gemara Tashmal, come in here, the Rebbe Ami poly kurta deducer. Rebbe Ami would crack open a piece of dried ink, ubadikba, and he would check with it to compare it to the cloth that the woman was bringing with her dam, to see the color of black, to see if it's tamav nida, so you see that it's done with dry ink. Now, Amar Yehuda Mishmuli says, kikir, that which is black wax, or kdyoy, which is like ink, or ke'enav, or like black grapes, or another interpretation is kir is actually a type of black herb. All those types of blacks are temeah. The vizuach shishinina, this is actually what we learned in our Mishnah, that said, amik mikain temeah. We said that this is what black is. Then we said, which is like cheres, we said, and deeper than that, which are like these colors that we just described, are also tameh. Whereas Omer Belazari says, but if it's kezai, he says, if it's like a black olive, kezefes, like pitch, ka'irev, like a raven, that's tar. That black is not going to be tumav anida. V'zushishin, this is what we learned in the Mishnah, diyim, mikain tar. If it's lighter than the black of cheres, which are like these colors we just described, that would be tar if one would find that type of dam on the bedika cloth of a woman. Now, ulamar, ul is going on the halach of our Mishnah that says that shachar is going to be tame. He says it's kelevusha siva. It's like the clothing of this place, Siva, which over there they would make dark clothing. Now the Gemara brings an incident with Ula Iklal Pumbadisa. Went to Pumbadisa, Echazia Lahu Taya, he saw a certain merchant, the Lavush Lavusha Uchma, that was wearing a black clothing. Amalahu, he said to them, Shachar Ditnan, when we learn in the Mishnah that the black is considered Tamei from Damnida, Kihai, it's like that color black that that person's wearing. So Martu Bine Purta Purta, so the students around them tore off piece by piece this garment of that merchant. And Yavapay Arba Mezuzah, they gave him 400 zuz to compensate him for his garment because they wanted to have a springboard, something to see, a platform to see what is the color to be able to learn and to know for passing him for halachas of nida. Rabbi Yechlim, he gives a different interpretation. It says, Elu Kalim Hol Yoren. Says it's the clothing of the bath attendants who would heat up the baths, that would give these clothing to those who were coming, or Olyon actually could be the name of a place, Habam Amin Siam, which they would come from overseas, these garments. That's the black that we're talking about. Says the Gemara, Lememer de Uchmeninu? Is that really so that the garments of this place, all urine of the bath attendants, that those clothing are black? And that's the benchmark for what black is? But Vamalahu Rabbiyan Labana, but Rabbiyanai said to his sons, I'll take Faruni, my sons, don't bury me. Loi became shchayim, not with black garments. V'loi became levam, not with white garments. Why? He says, shchayim, don't bury me with black garments. Shema eske, maybe I might merit to go to Gan Eden, and the righteous there are clothed in white. V'eye keivu ben chasam. If I'm wearing black, I'll be like a mourner amongst all the grooms. So don't bury me in black. Now levenim shema loi eske, don't bury me in white because I might not merit. V'eye kechasim ben avelim, and I'll be in Gehenim, and I'll be like a groom amongst all the mourners. Rather, with the clothing of the bath attendants, which come from overseas, that's what you should clothe me in. Obviously, you see, it's not black, because it says, don't do black, but rather do the camel yarn. It says, it's not difficult. Yeah, this that Rabbi Yonah was talking about, what they should bury him in, was talking about the clothing, the robes of the ulyarn, which, you're right, that's not black or white, that's actually red. But this halacha that we talked before, that we said that they're black from the ulyarn, is actually talking about the bedspreads and the tablecloths. Those things of the ulyarn are black, and that's what we meant before, that that's going to be the benchmark that Rabbi Yechim was saying for the halacha of black of our Mishnah. Now, continuing on qualifying the halacha of our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, he says, V'kulam, he said, all the different five types of bloods that we mentioned in the Mishnah that are going to have the tumah of nidif, there's that color, Ein bodkin ela al gabi matlas lavan. It's only checked on contrasting on top of a white cloth, because then the color of blood is more recognizable if it's on top of a contrast of white cloth. Now, Amar Yitzchak bar Avadim, he says, now for shachar, he says, but black blood, that you actually check in its color to see if it's black like cheres or lighter than that, which would be tar, that you check al gabi on top of a garment that's adam, that's red, that you could see that better the contrast of the black. Now, Amar Yimim Bedifti, he says, V'loi pligi, and then actually not disagreeing. Ha-Beshachar, ha-Beshar Dam. This that he said that it's on white, that's by all the other colors of blood. This that he said that it's on red, is for black, and they don't disagree. Torch Maskel, Ravashi, Vashi asks, if that's the case that they don't disagree, Leim Shmuel Chatz Meshachar, then Shmuel should have said that, yeah, they're all contrasted on the white cloth, except for black, if you're saying he doesn't disagree. Elam Ravashi, rather Ravashi says, no, Beshachar Guva Kamevogay, and black itself is where they do dispute. He holds black is on white, and he holds black, you contrast that color black on a red background. Continuing to qualify the halacha of our Mishnah, Amar Ula says, Kulan, all the bloods that we spoke about in the Mishnah, all the five types, Amik Mikain, if it's deeper from that qualification that we had given in the Mishnah, for each one individually, you said what's red, what's black, what's all these colors, if it's deeper, then Tame, it's going to be Tame. Dia Mikain Tar, if it's a lighter shade, then it's going to be Tar, Keshachar. Just like we learned in the halacha of the Mishnah regarding black, where although in the Mishnah we only said this qualification that if it's lighter than that it's going to be tar, we only said it by shachar, the same thing really applies to all the other ones. So says the Gemara Ve'ela Maishna Shachar Denoka, then why did the Mishnah specifically by the color black talk about that if it's deeper it's tamei, if it's tar, if it's lighter it's tar, if you're saying it applies to all the other colors too? Says the Gemara Sagadat, I mean, you would have thought to say, in other words, it's by all, but we specifically had to say for black, because you actually would think that it wouldn't apply by black. Why? Since Rabbi Chanina said, Shachar Adam Hu Ela Shalaka, black is really red, it just got deteriorated. When it's just laying out the oxygen, the way it affects the red, it turns it black. Hilkach Afiladi Mekain Namin Latame. So actually, I would have thought to say that even if it's lighter than the black, it should be Tame, because lighter means to say, instead of being black, it's the red. It just only because the deteriorated got black. But lighter than black should be Tame like the red that it originated from. That's what the Mishnah is telling us, that no, it's not the norm for red blood that became black through deterioration to be lighter. If it's a lighter shade, then it actually wasn't the original red that got deteriorated, and it's not they wouldn't have the tumah of nida. Now, however, Rabbi Ami bar Abba Amar, he says that no, he disagrees. He says, kulan, all the bloods that we mentioned in the Mishnah, amik mikain tame, if it's deeper, it's tame, but di mikain nami tame. In contrast to black, all the other ones, even if they're lighter, are also tamei chutz mishachar. The only exception which the Mishnah does delineate is black. Black, if it's lighter, it's tar, but all the other ones, even if it's lighter shades, it's tamei. Says the Gemara, say Elamaya Hani Shirin Durabon, according to his interpretation, what did the rabbis gain by their qualification in saying it's like this? What's the difference? Deeper is tamei, lighter is tamei. So what's the difference in the specific qualification? Says the Gemara, no lafuki deya dedeya. Yeah, the reason why they specify was to say, but if it's lighter than lighter, where it's totally got removed from its color, that's what we're saying, why we gave a specification. But if it's just a little bit lighter, a little bit deeper, then it's going to be tame again, except for black. Those say that a different version, The Rami Bar Abba Amar, he said, not like that. He says that Vakulon, all of them, in the first version he says that all of them deeper and lighter are Tame. In this version he says the opposite. Vakulon, all of them, Amik Mikain Tahar. If it's a deeper shade, it's actually Tahar, if it's from that color. But as Rashi points out, but if it's very deeper red, until it actually comes to one of the other categories of one of the other colors of blood, like that we mentioned in the Mishnah, then it would be Tame because it's one of the other categories. But if it's just this color but deeper, it's Tar, and Dimekain Tar. And if it's lighter, it's going to be Tar. So in contrast to the first version that said that in all the others besides black, lighter and deeper is going to be Tame, here it's saying that no, lighter and deeper is going to be Tar, Chutz B'Shachar, again, except for black, which black, if it's deeper, it's Tame, and if it's lighter, it's Tar. According to this version, we obviously understand what Rabbanan gave by their evaluation and their measurements, because actually has to be specific to this, because any deeper or lighter is going to be Tar by all the other colors. Another interpretation by Kapara, he says, V'kulon, all the bloods of the Mishnah, Amik Mikain Tame, deeper than that shade is going to be Tame, D Mikain Tar, lighter than that is going to be Tar, like we said by black, Chutz Mi Mesik. He says the one exception is the last one of diluted wine. Sha'amik mekain tar, there, even if it's deeper, it's tar, and di mekain tar, and if it's lighter, it's going to be tar. As the Gemara brings that back on para, adiulei, what they did was they took blood that was similar to diluted wine, and they made it lighter, vidache, and they said that it's pure. Amikulei vidache, and they made it deeper, and they said that it's pure. And the Amar of Chanina says, kama nafesh gavra, how great is this person, delibi kemash maaseh, that his heart, his teaching is like his actual teaching, I mean, he actually paskin like his opinion, which is that, yeah, it has to be exact, specifically by that which is like the color of diluted wine, where deeper or lighter is going to be tar, like he actually had paskin. Now the Mishnah said, ukekeren karakum, another shade of dam that's going to be tameh, is like either the shine or the corner of the field of the crocus plant. So Tanu learned the Braisa that lach v'layavish, specifically the color of the crocus plant when it's moist and not when it's dried out. Moreover, Tanu Chadu learned the Braisa, which there seems to be contradictions which the Gemara will resolve. One Braisa we learned kitachten, like the lower leaf of the crocus plant, v'loy ke'elyon, and not like the upper leaf. Yet v'tanya dichu learned another Braisa that says ke'elyon v'loy kitachten, like the upper leaf and not like the bottom leaf. Yet v'tanya dichu learned another Braisa, ke'elyon v'kol sheken kitachten, like the upper leaf and for sure like the lower leaf. Yet v'tanya dichu learned another Braisa, a fourth Braisa, kitachten v'kol sheken ke'elyon, like the lower leaf and for sure like the upper leaf. So Amar Baye, he explains that it's not a contradiction. They're all saying the same thing, but coming from different angles. It says, Tlasa Dari, there's three rows of leaves, and on every row there's three leaves, one row on top of another. But Tlasa Tarfin, and again, on each row there's three leaves. That's what Havian, that's how this crocus plant is. Naka Dara Mitzia. So the halacha that they're all the Brises are coming to say is that you have to take from the middle row to inspect that color of red to compare it to the blood of the woman. V'tarfamitziyase, and the middle leaf of the middle row, that's where you take biyotcha in your hand. That's the best of all of them to do the bedikah. But, however, as we're going to explain, the middle row, all of them are kosher to inspect and contrast with. It's just that the middle leaf of that middle row is the best. So now we understand all the braises. The braise that says, ketachtem v'lo ke'elyon, what it was saying was, means like the middle row, and now like the row on top of it. This that it said, like the ke'elyon v'lo ketachtem, means to say like the middle row, and now like the row beneath it, because it's only valid to inspect with the middle row. Now this that the braise says, ketachtem v'kol sheken ke'elyon, which sounds like that actually both are kosher to inspect with, it's just that the upper one is better, that's not going on rows, that's going on the leaves of the middle row. And what it's saying is that the upper leaf is very clear to see, and for sure the one on top of it, which that means to say the middle one, which is very clear. And the Braise says, ke'elyon v'koshken ketachten, what it was saying was, like the upper leaf of the middle row, and for sure ketachten, the one beneath it, which is the middle leaf. So that's what it's saying, yeah, that the middle row has to be, but in the middle row, the middle leaf is the best, but the one on top of it and beneath it is okay also. Now, when they came in front of Reb Avo, Amalu, he said to them, this inspection of the crocus plant in the leaf has to be when it's still in with its earth and not after that it's detached from the earth. It's with the earth that then it has that vitality and then one could tell the redness of the color comparing it to the dam of the nida. Now, the Mishnah said, Ukamemi Adama, one of the other colors of dam that are tummy from a woman, because not every dam that emanates is tummy, has to be like these colors, is the water of earth. Now, talking about Linda Bryce, so what does this mean? Kamemi Adama, like the waters of earth. Maybe Adama Shemena, because based care, it brings fatty earth, meaning rich soil, from the valley of base care. Umetsev alamayim, and then you float water on top of that earth. That's the remeir, where then it's going to have a what's called a glanz, an appearance somewhat of a reddish color. And that's the color that if the dam nida looks like that, it's going to have the tum of nida. Rabbi Kiva says, Mibikas Yaitvis from the valley of Yaitvis. Rabbi Yisrael says, Mibikas Sichni from the valley of Sichni. Rabbi Shimon says, Av Mibikas Gunaisa, even from the valley of Gunaisa, Biki Yitzabin, and all those that are like that too. Now, Tanayach will learn another braisa, Ukamemi Adama, like the water of earth. Is maybe Adama Shemena Mabikas Base Karim. Like we said, you bring the rich soil from the valley of Base Karim. Umetsev alamayim kaklipas Hashem, and you float water over that earth like the peel of a garlic, which is very little, but it has to be something floating over the earth. Vein shir lamayim. Now, there's no measurement how much water to put in. Shem de'ein shir lof, because there's no measurement how much earth to use. I mean, you can bring as much earth as you want to, whether a lot or a little, but the point is, then you float water over it, at least the thickness of the peel of a garlic, that should be floating on top of the earth. And vein bait kenais and slulin, you don't inspect it when the water is clear. Il akurin, rather mixed up, which you have to have some of the color of the earth mixed into the water. Tzalu, if it then settles and clears up, chazav achron. If you want to compare it, you have to mix it up again. Now, says the Braisa, ukshu achron, when he mixes up the water with the earth, ein achron biyad el bekli. You don't mix it with the hand, rather it's with a vessel. Now, Iboilu, the following question with this last halacha. Ein achron naisim biyad el bekli, this that we say, you don't mix it up with the hand, rather with the vessel, what does that mean? Does it mean delilir me biyadi v'lachrinu? It means to say that he shouldn't pour the earth into his hand and then mix the water with the earth that's in his hand, even if he's going to subsequently put it back into the vessel after he mixes it up to inspect it in the vessel. But aval b'mana, but if let's say the earth is in the vessel, ki achle biyadi, to mix it with his hand, let's say by sticking his finger in, that chaper, I mean, that would be okay. It just can't be in his hand, the earth, but he can mix it with his hand when it's in the vessel. Like, dimma delay lachrina biyadi. No, maybe saying that, no, you shouldn't be mixing with the hand at all. When the water is in the bowl, you don't mix it with the finger. Elabamana, rather use some type of a tool and or use the vessel itself. What does it mean, not with the hand? Not in the hand or not using the hand at all? It says, Gemara Tashma, let's bring a rai from the following brice. It says, Kashu Baitkin, when he checks with it, in Baitkin elabakais, you only check with a cup, which Rashi adds on, has the girsa of schuchas, of glass. But obviously we see that you don't pour the earth into the water in the palm of his hand, and you check. So says the Gemara, okay, it's not a raya, because v'adayin tibaylach, you still have the question. Bedika, because we understand the actual inspection is when it's in the cup. But akir b'may, but mixing with what? You're obviously not doing it in the hand, but could you mix it with the finger when it's in the cup? Says the Gemara, take it right, let it stand, it's not clear what the halach is. Additionally, regarding this halacha, when they came in from the Rabbi Baravua, Amalu, he would tell them, in its places where we learned this halacha, means to say, the earth is not similar to blood, only in the place where it is. But if you bring the earth from somewhere else, it actually changes colors and wouldn't be a good benchmark anymore. Now, Rabbi Chanina, Pali, he would crack open Kurta de Gagashta, a clump of earth, and he would check with it without water. And Laita Alei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisri, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisri would curse on anyone else who wanted to do what was done by Rabbi Chanina, but Asker with this death, but Asker, which is some type of intestinal illness that starts in the stomach and ends in the throat. Because as the Gemara continues in Beis, he says, Rabbi Chanina hu dechakim. Rabbi Chanina is very smart and intelligent. He knows how to inspect, even without water. But Kuliyam Alev Chakim, and not everyone else is so smart, and if they can do it without water, they're not going to get the appropriate inspection to clarify this color of this dam. Now, Hacham and continue on this theme about Rabbi Chanina, how well he was versed in the Bedikas of Dam Nida, says, Chachmaster Rabbi Chanina Garmali, the wisdom of Rabbi Chanina caused me, Duloy Achsi Dam, that I should stop seeing, that I shouldn't see Dam for the halachas of Nida, because Mitamina Mitar, what I says Tame, he says Tar. Mitaharna Mitame, what I says Tar is Tame, and therefore I said, forget, I can't do this. Whereas Amar Belaza, he says the opposite. He says, and for Sanusa Reb Chanina Garmali, the Chazoy Dama, the humility of Reb Chanina actually caused me that I should see the halachas, the maris of Dam. Because Amar Reb Chanina Da'an Vasan, who, where, if Reb Chanina, who is he, a humble person? Machas Nafshi L'Safik V'Chaz, he still put himself into this precarious, doubtful situation of the maris of Dam of Nida, and he went to see and analyze and tell what's Tar, what's Tameh. Sa'no Lo Yachzi, I'm not as humble as him, I shouldn't see, and therefore he did see the maris of Dam. Continuing on the same theme, Amar Bzeri says, Tiva de Bavel Garmali de Lechazoi Dama. The wisdom of the natural sciences of those in Bavel caused me that I should not see Dam. Because Damina, I said, Betivale Dan, if I don't know natural sciences, Bedami Dan, will I know the physiology of the halachas of Dam? Says the Gemara, Lememar de Betivet Halinos. Is that really so that it's contingent on understanding natural sciences to know regarding the colors of the Maras of Dam? But for a rabbi who did the betiva, rabbi knew the natural sciences, and he still didn't know and for the checking of the laws of Dam. Says Gemara, no kasha kikama. That's all the more so. Umar rabbi did the betiva. If rabbi who knew the natural sciences, loychazadama didn't see Dam, but no echazi, and I'm going to see. I don't know natural sciences for sure. I'm not going to be well versed in the maris of Dam. Now the Gemara tells that ula ikle pumbedisa. And Isaac made dama b'lechazim. They brought in front of him blood from a woman, and he didn't check. He said, "I'm not paskening." Omar says, "Umar Rebbe Lazar the Mardari the Yisrael have if Rebbe Lazar, who he's the master of the land of Eretz Yisrael, meaning he's the most proficient in the maris in the colors of dam from all the with sages of Eretz Yisrael." The Gemara is going to shortly explain. So, and Kimiklo asked Rebbe Yehuda when he went to the place of Rebbe Yehuda, which is this place of Pumbedisa, which is the place of Rebbe Yehuda, like we know in the end of the first Parak in Sanhedrin, that says the elders of Pumbedisa is Rebbe Yehuda. And Rav Eina, and Loichazi Dama, he didn't check the blood because of the honor of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is your Rav, don't come to me. And yet he was very well versed. He was like the expert in Maris. No, Achzi. So I'm not that expert. I'm going to see here in the place of Rav Yehuda. Says Gemara, why did they call Rav Laza the master of the land of Eretz Yisrael regards to Maris? Because like the Gemara says that he it's the icy Dama the Kamed Rav Laza. A certain woman that brought blood to inspect. Fender Belaza, have Yosef Rebbe Kamein Rebbe was sitting in front of him. Arche and Belaza, he smelled the blood, and Amalai said to her, "Hay dam chimeru, this blood is the blood of desire, which means that you desired your husband, and you actually had you saw blood which came from your body because of the desire you had for your husband." Now, Basa the Nafka, after the woman left, Itapala Rabami. Rabami went and encountered her, and he went to meet up with her. Amar Lei, she said to him that, yes, it's true what he said. My husband was on the road, and I desired him, and therefore, Rabbi Loza was correct in saying that's where the blood came from. So, Karalei's Rabami said regarding Rabbi Loza, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Said Hashem Liraiv, the secret of Hashem is to those who fear him, that because he had such great Yerushalayim, therefore he was able to figure out and be such a sage in this halacha of Maris Abdam. Now, related to this theme, Ifra Hormuz, who is a non-Jewess, and that was her name. Now, in spite of the fact that she was non-Jewish, she was careful from the laws of menstruation of Nida, and she actually was very close to converting to Judaism. She would bring Karbanis. Now, the etymology of her name is that in Greek, Ifra means chen, which is grace, like we find in the Gemara Bamatzia. Pirion am Tyler Reb Shimon, that grace should be upon Reb Shimon. And Hormuz is like one of the names of the demons. Hormuz Bas Lelisa, the Gemara brings the Baba Basa, which means to say, the beauty of demons she had, that's how beautiful she was Imid the Shava Malka. She was the mother of King Shapur, the king of Persia. Shadru Damla Kamei the Rabbi, so she sent her blood in front of the Rabbi. She wanted to know. She was meticulous in these laws of Nida. Have Yosef Rav Uvde, Rav Avadya Kamei. Rav Avadya was sitting in front of Rava, and Arche, and he saw Rava smell the blood. Amalah, he said to her, Hay dam chimeru. This blood is the blood of desire. Now, as Rashi points out, although the Gemara actually previously said that Rava didn't know blood, but a miracle happened for him where he was able to ascertain the actual, what the type of blood that it was. So Amalei Lebrei, so Ifra Hormuz said to her son, King Shapur, Tochasi kamachakim yodai, see how wise, how sagacious are the Jews? Look at this, he was able to smell and realize there was dam chimet. So Amalei, he said to his mother, Dilma kisuma baruba, maybe he's like a blind person in a skylight, maybe he just fell into it. Who said that he got it right? So Hadashadrullah sheet mini dame. So she went to prove this. She sent him 60 types of bloods. Vikulamrina, and all of them he said exactly as they were. Now Hahu Basra Dam Kinimha, but the last one, the 60th one, was the blood of lice. Valiyada, he didn't know what it was. Istaye Milsa Vishadullah, but he still had heavenly assistance, and he sent to Ifra Hormuz, because as a gift, Srikusa, a beautiful comb, the Mekatle Kalmi, that was used to kill lice. Now, she thought, oh, he for sure he got it, and that's why he's sending me as a sign to say, and this last one, this is from lice. So Amr, she said, Yehudai betavne delibias visu. The Jews, they dwell amongst the chambers of the heart. In other words, all wisdom is found by them. Now, Amar Yehudi says, Mireisha v'chazina dam. He says, in the beginning, I used to see dam, meaning as a rav, to see the maris of dam. But kivin Amar Li imin the Yitzchak b'ri. But once the mother of my son Yitzchak said, Hi tipser kamaisa loy mistina lo kamed rabbana, that these first drops of blood that I have when I have a period, I don't bring in front of the rabbis, mushum dezimam, because it smells, it's foul smelling. So like Chazina says, I stopped seeing blood because maybe it changed colors, because although let's say what they bring in front of me has a pure color, but maybe if they would have brought me the first drops, I would have seen that it's actually tamay. So therefore it says, I stopped doing this halacha of seeing maris of dam. But Bein Temela Tahara says, but between the days of Tumah and Tahara, meaning when the days of Tahara of a woman after she gave birth to a boy or a girl, which then on day 41 or on day 81, that's when the dam starts becoming Tumah, because she's done with the Yimei of Tahara, which any blood up until then she saw as Tar, that Vada Chazina, that I see that blood, and if I see that it's like Tumah, I say it's Tumah. But if it's not one of the five colors, actually, then I say it's Tar, because those drops are for sure the first drops that are being brought, which are not foul-smelling. Because up until now, she was seeing dam all through these days, which were dam tar, for all the 40 days after a boy, or 80 days after a girl, which what's called the open spring, which she's flowing blood throughout these times. And even if she stopped for a day or two, but since she was presumed to be having bloods all these times, it's not foul-smelling, and therefore she'll bring the first drops, and therefore there I'm not concerned for this halacha, and then I will paskin after that time period, after a woman gave birth. Now the Gemara brings that Yaltam, which was her name, Aitid Damala Kamed Rabba Babachana Vitamila. She brought the blood in front of Rabba Babachana to check, and he said that it's Tami. Hadra Isla Kamed Rabitzchak Bari Rabihuda Vidachila. Then she brought in front of a different Rav, Rabitzchak Bari Rabihuda, and he says that it's Tahar. Says the Gemara, Vahechad Abahachi, how did he do this? How did he paskin against the first Rav who said that it's Tamei? Vatanu Luna Braisa, Chacham Shatime, if his sage said it's something is Tamei, in Chaveru Shalatar, his colleagues not allowed to say it's Tar. Asur in Chaveru Shalahat, if the first sage says it's forbidden, the second sage can't say that it's permitted. Says the Gemara, you're right. Mikar Timu Yahav Metamela. You're right. Rabbi Yitzchak originally did say to Har, to Yalta, that the blood is Tamei because of the dignity of Rabbi Bachana, which is the source of that halach. But Kivin to Amarle, but once she told to the second Rav, to Chol Yoyma Haba Medakali Kai Gavna, that every single day when they bring him these type of maris, he says that it's pure. For Idnahu de Chashba Ein, but now he has an ailment in his eye, and therefore he can't see so well. So then Dachila, so then he went and he purified it for him. But says the Gemara, Mima Hemni, is Yalta believed? Says the Gemara, in yes, because Matani, like we learned the Braisa. Nemenis Ishaloyma, a woman is trustworthy to believe, to say, Kizeri Isi. It's like this that I saw from a different act of cohabitation, or whether it's from her or from her friend, and she could say, like this is the color that I had, but I lost it. Now, if that blood that she's saying was what she had, but she got lost, that it's Tahar, so then we're not in doubt that maybe it's Tamei because the blood is lost, because we trust her to say that this is like what she saw, and therefore we see that we do trust her, and therefore she's saying that this was always Tahar for me, just the first Rav had something wrong with his eyes, so therefore the second Rav is allowed to say that it's going to be Tahar. Now, Ibailu, the following question. Kizetir ish pleni chacham. If, let's say, a woman says, it was like this color, that the sage that I went to says that it's tar, mahu, what's the halacha? Could her friend rely on the blood that she's showing to this one? That she says to her, oh, like this blood that you're showing me? This is the blood that I had. And she's saying, yeah, I showed this to the sage, and he said that it's tar. What's the halacha? Is the second woman allowed to rely on that first woman? So it's being arrived from the halacha we said before. We said, if a woman's trustworthy to say, like this color I had and they got lost, obviously we see that we trust her regarding the colors of blood. So here also that we can rely on the woman's testimony. So there it's different. There the blood's not here because it got lost. So then we're going to trust the woman. But over here, where the blood is here, let us see. Bring it to the rabbi. Don't trust that your friend says she brought it to the rabbi. And therefore it's not a riot. So as I said, Tashmat's being arrived from the other thing that we brought before. We brought the Yalta, I said, Dama Lekamed Rabba B'chana B'tamila, and then Lekamed Rabbi Yitzchak B'rei Rabbi Yehuda B'dachal, and then she brought in front of the second Rav, and he said that it's Tahar. And we had asked, V'hechad Avahachi, how did he do this? I, V'atani, we learned the Braisa, Chacham Shatimin, Chaver Yisrael Latar, B'chulu. If the first sage says it's Tame, the second sage, Nala says it's Tahar. Avamin, we said, Temu Yavim B'tamila. Really? He says that it was He first said that it's Tamei to be consistent with the first rabbi. But Kivin the Amalei the Chol Yemei Medaki Lo Kehagavna. But when she told him that the first rabbi always tells me the same color really is Tahar. Ve'idna Hu Dechash Be'ein. But it's only now that he has a problem with his eyes. So how did Dachila? Okay, so subsequently then that's why he said that it's Tahar. But Amma, one thing says the Gemara that we see Mehamnula, that we do trust her. So therefore, we, even though the blood is here, but we're trusting her. So here also, even though the blood is here, we trust the woman. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya, because Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, the second rabbi, a Gemara Samach, he relied on his own learning. Meaning, it was obvious to him, when he saw it right away from Yalta, that the blood was tar. This that he initially said that it's tam. It was only because of the halacha that you have to keep the dignity of the first rabbi, which was Rabbi Babachana. But once he found out that that was not a concern, because there was something wrong with his eyes, so then he went with his own learning. But if he would have been in doubt, then actually maybe he would not have relied on her, and if it's not a raya, for to rely on the woman when the blood is here and we could ascertain it, not just to rely on, oh, I brought it to the rabbi, and then to rely on the woman's testimony, even if you have the blood in front of us. So the Gemara doesn't answer that question. The Gemara tells us that Rebbe Rod Dam Balayla Batimi. Rebbe saw blood at nighttime, and he said that this is Tami, this is considered Dam Nida. Rabbayim. Then that same blood itself he saw during the daytime, Batir, and he says, no, it's Tar, it's good. Him to Chachas, he waited a moment, and then Machaz Batimi. And then he said that, no, it's Tamei. Now, the Gemara at this point assumes that he didn't go and check it again, a third time. Rather, by himself, he retracted, he says, no, it's Tamei. Because he thought, look, maybe yesterday when I saw it, it was Tamei. Now that it dried up, so the colors already started to change what it was yesterday. And therefore, it looks like it's Tar. But had it been moist like it was in the beginning yesterday, I would see that it would actually look like it's Tamei. So therefore, he retracted from his retraction and from what he said that it's Tar. And he says, no, it's Tamei like I said yesterday. Amar, he says, Oili Shematis. He says, woe to me that maybe I made a mistake, that I actually retracted my retraction and that I said that it's Tamei, because ultimately, right now I'm looking, it looks like it's Tar, so maybe I'm making a mistake. Says the Gemara, Shematis? What, he's saying that maybe he made a mistake? Valei Tar. No, for sure he's making a mistake by retracting his retraction and going back to saying that it's Tamei. Because the time learned the Braisa, Lo Yemar Chacham, a sage is not supposed to say, oh, Ilo Hayalach, Hayavadi Tamei, it looks like it's Tar, but if it would be moist, I think for sure it would be Tamei. No, you're not supposed to say that. Ela Amar, Ein Liladain, Ela Masha, Ein Avrayis. He has to say, a judge only says, what does I see? If you see that it's Tar right now, then you say that it's Tar. So why are we saying, oh, maybe you made a mistake? No, it's for sure a mistake. You shouldn't be going and saying that it's Tamei. Maybe it would have been moist and would look like it's Tamei. You should say that's Tar. So the Gemara says, no, the interpretation is as follows. Meikara achazake betamei. Initially, yesterday, he didn't say it was Tamei out of doubt. At nighttime, he saw it very well. And he paskin and he knew that it's a color that's Tamei. As the Gemara is going to tell us later on, because Rebbe would inspect the Maris of Dam by candlelight, so he was able to check at nighttime and ascertain and realize that it's Tamei. But Kivin the Chazal Tzarfa Dishtani, but once in the morning when he checked it again, he saw that it changed colors, it started to get lighter. So Amma Vadi Tarav, he says, no, for sure, it must be that it really was Tar. It must have been at nighttime. I didn't look at it very well, because now I'm looking at it in the morning, I'm looking that it looks like it's Tar. It's not that shade of red that's Tamei. No, but and this is where the interpretation changed. Kivin the Chaz the Hadish Tani, but once he checked it a third time, it's not that he just retracted his retraction because he was concerned. No, he checked it a third time. In the daytime he checked it in the morning, then he checked it again. And he saw that it changed again, it started getting even lighter. Ame says, no, hi Tamehu. This must be Tame. It's just the redness is starting to lose itself over time. Because here I'm checking again, I see it's even lighter than it was in the morning. So if he went back to his original psak from the previous night and said that it's Tamei. Aye, that we said that the Ein Lila Daniel Masha in the Vrayis, what I mean, the judge only has what he sees when it is like that, and now he's seeing that it's Tar, Shay, that's Tar. No, it's only if he didn't see when it was moist, and it didn't appear to him to be Tamei. Here he saw it when it was moist, it appeared to be Tamei. It's just in the morning he said, wait a second, this looks Tar. But then he realized it's only because it's starting to lose its coloring. But since originally when he saw it was Tamei, therefore he maintained his psak that it's Tamei. Now the Gemara tells us, as we had alluded to before, Rebbe Badikl Arhaner. He would inspect the Mara of Dam to the light of the candle. He would check on a cloudy day between the pillars where he was learning, even though it's not so lit in a cloudy day between the pillars. Now, Amr Vami Bar Shmuel, he says, the way you have to check Maris of Dam is between the sun and the shade, that light is the ideal light to be able to check the coloring of the dam. Rav Nachman, says, "B'chama ubetzel yaday." What you could do is you could be in the sun, but with the shade of the hand, which means you put the hand opposite the sun on top of the blood, and that shadows it a little bit. That's the area a person could be in as a rav to paskin to look at the color to see if that's the colors that we're talking about in the Mishnah, which are considered tamei or not. Now the Mishnah concluded, Ukumazik, the fifth type of Mara of Dam that's considered Dam Nida, is like diluted wine, which is Shnechalak Makulu, two parts water and one part wine, which the Mishnah says is like from the wine of the Sharon region, which Tanu Litna Braisa, that actually is a continuum of Chafalv Manalv, Hashiraini, this that we spoke about specifically, the diluted Sharon wine, is Nidin Kikarmali, yeah, actually is the equivalent of the wine of the Carmel region, which is Chayv Lemazik, which is raw and not diluted, and Chadish Vlayashin, new and not old. Mean to say, you could also inspect, not just with diluted wine from the Sharon region, but also wine from the Carmel region that's not diluted, which is going to have the same color. Now, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rabbidimi says, V'kulon ein baitken eisen el b'kais tiveri pasha. When you're checking, in contrast to the color of the wine, whether diluted or the not one, you only check with a simple cup from Tiberias, from Tiveri. Says, my time, why those cups? So Amar Bai says, because shel koloi m'kuloi, all the cups in the world, machzik lug, if it holds a lug of wine, so it's nice to be mana, you make it from a mana of glass. Shnei lugan, if it holds two lugan, which is double the amount, it's nice to be masayim, you make it from, that's 200 zuz, double the amount. Kais teveria pasha, but a simple cup from teveria, I fill a machzik shnei lugan, even if it holds two lugan, it's nice to be mana, you still make it from the same amount of glass. So therefore, I need the kolish, since it's very thin, you can recognize better to see the color of the redness of the wine, and therefore that's the ideal cup to use in the inspection of the wine in contrast to the Mara of the Dam to see if it's Dam Nida, which is this fifth color of Kemezig of the diluted wine. Hanloch Kalayad, we shall return to the second paragraph of Masechtas Nida, Perek Kalayad, which spoke about this idea of Bedikis and the Maras of Dam of Nida regarding to the laws of Tumatara of the Nida, which emanates from the uterus of a woman in regards to laws of Tumatara, and also, as we said, Labala regarding relations with her husband.